Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly, talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. By Angie Manson. That was just a little taste. I'll be giving you bits and pieces and tastes of little here and there. Sort of like giving a lot of hors d'oeuvres, I guess. Anyway, that was again Angie Manson. She is on tour right now. And please do check her website, angiematson.com. And you can go in detail of what her tour is and where it's heading. You've probably heard her many, many times. I played a lot of her music before. I also had her on an interview back in November 13th. That was last year. So do check that out. Now, she's presently on tour, and I'll just give you a heads up where she is and within the next couple of weeks. As now she has embarked toward the Northeast, and she is actually playing tonight in Rochester, New York, in Abilene. And on October 2nd, she is then heading to Vermont in Burlington, and she's going to be at the Skinny Pancake. And then from there, on October 4th, she is heading to New Hampshire at Portsmouth, and she'll be at the Red Door. Then on October 5th, she is going to be in the Big Apple, New York, New York, at Rockwood Music Hall. And then she's heading down to New Jersey to Asbury Park on October 6th, and she'll be at the Saint. And then from there, she heads on to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on October 9th. She'll be at the Fire. And then she has a private engagement at the Weatherly in Pennsylvania. And then on 10-12, she'll be in Winston-Salem, North Carolina at the Garage. I used to play at the Garage here in Los Angeles about 15 years ago. Anyway, and then, looking forward to, I have many friends out there in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope you all call down and see her play. On October 15th, she'll be at Betty's Grill. So do check her out. If you want to recheck things out, you can go to her website, like I said, at angiematson.com. I've been consistently, or even on my site, you can see on... I've kept up her updated as much as possible of her immediate engagements on her tour. And again, check her out. And also, for everyone out there, of course, this is Andrew Fetter at When Pigs Fly. And I want to thank you all for listening. And I got a couple other little announcements to announce. A little bit of redundancy. It's like, say it again, being redundant. And regarding my newly released book, Spirit, if you want to know what it's like to be out of body, and my newest novel, it'll give you a little twist and turn of things. Do check out my website, andrewspirit.com. But I will be on another, my tour. God, it seems like we're all on tours lately. I will be heading down to Oceanside, California on October 16th. We'll be doing a signing event at 1 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble, and that's on 2615 Vista Way, Oceanside. And that's in Oceanside. Again, that's on October 16th. Look really forward to that. Love Oceanside. What a beautiful little town. If you're ever out there, it's heading, you always, every head's past it, heading towards San Diego. But that, I'm telling you, that is, it's like, reminds me of the old, back in the 70s when it was little beach towns, and, you know, they had like two-lane highways sitting on the beach. Anyway, on Saturday, on the October 23rd, I'll be back in Las Vegas, 6848 West Charleston at the Psychic Eye Bookstore, and the cross streets are at Rainbow and Charleston heading towards Summerlin. So again, that's on October 23rd at the Psychic Eye Bookstore. Haven't been there in a while, and I love doing sightings there. It's very intimate, very kickback, and look forward to talking and meeting all people. And then on the following Saturday, on October 30th, I will be at, and this is at 2 p.m. instead of 1 p.m., I'll be at Barnes & Noble at 567 North Stephanie, and that's in Henderson. Of course, that's near Las Vegas, for those who are not familiar with Henderson. And I will be there again on October 30th at Barnes & Noble. I look forward to that one, too. I've done many events there as well. It's been a bit, in a while, since I did my last one there. I mean, I think it was about maybe 2 years, 3 years, since I did Heretic there. It was a lot of fun. And for those who have listened in many shows, if you missed any or are curious of what's going on, please do check out my most recent show with Carrie Fezza, who is an esteemed astrologist. And she discloses, based upon her analysis of the cosmos, what's happening with the next 3 months on per her analysis. Again, that's already in the archive. Do check that out. And then also, while you're at it and you're in the archives, please, this is probably one of the most important shows. Not like they're nothing more important. Sort of hard to say that, but this is probably one of the shows that have been for what are they doing to us? As George Carlin would say, check out Simona Lewis on my show that I did on the 10th of September. As she discloses who the Illuminati really are and what they plan to do, and most importantly, what you can do about it. She has firsthand knowledge, has been associated and involved with them since her youth, and she goes in very great detail to very extensive matters of what they are all about, what they do, and what, most important, what you in general can do about it. Anyway, also, I have a very special guest coming on. I'm looking forward to that on October 22nd. Mark your calendar. I know you've heard of Van Daniken. Well, I'm not having him. I'm sorry to say he's still all over, run around Europe. But he has had me, got me, I guess. His associate is the one who is also his co-author, also an esteemed author himself. And he's also the co-author of their newly released book called The Twilight of the Gods. Giorgio, I hope I pronounce his name right, Tiscosalos. And he will discuss what Van Daniken and him have written and what they have found on their journeys and inquiring about their recent book of Twilight of the Gods. This book, I have to say, is a very enlightening book. It deals with extraterrestrials, the Mayan calendar, and many things of theologies and things around humanity. What's fascinating in this book is how they scientifically approach things in an open mind and how logically they come with a disclosure of what the Mayan calendar really is, what its dates, what are the people, without putting any presumptions in it, without any presumptions of myths or anything, like looking at it just for what it is, and not without interpretation. Anyway, I have been almost finished reading the book, and I'm sort of like blown away by it. So do check that show out. It is on October 22nd. And just want to tell everybody, God, well, man, we've had some really weird things happen lately. For those who are living in Los Angeles, well, no, or probably those outside lands should probably have heard. Last Monday, we had a very unusual weather. I mean, weird. Like, sudden high-pressure system in Los Angeles out of nowhere. I mean, temperatures going from like 70 degrees to 100 degrees Fahrenheit in one day, and then drop back the following day. And this is only if I could draw a line around Los Angeles. I mean, even Santa Monica was like that. There was like no way that could happen. It's never happened like this in Los Angeles. One day. Oh, they said the temperatures go up, but you know, there's a gradual medium to some extent, but not, you're talking 30 to 40 degrees difference. A pressure system going from up to down. It's almost like somebody dropped a tornado. So, I started wondering, was this manipulated or what? I'm not jumping to conclusions, but you look into it. What do you think? Which brings me to this other issue. And I know I've discussed this in many, 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 many other shows. I even did a show all about it in sort of retrospect way. And it was dealing with fishbowl effect. But it's beyond the fishbowl. I mean, I see people who, and I understand they're caught up in their little fishbowl environments because of their dramas, they're trying to survive. They have the issue about only worrying about me syndrome. You know, everything's about my situation, my dramas, my survival, my immediate surroundings, my home life, my immediate, my film, my music, my art, my job, my family, my friends, my home, my immediate problems, my wife, my husband, my lover, my children, my little world, my little fishbowl, my. And they draw a little bubble around you, thinking and creating this illusion that you're all in this one little fishbowl. So they've got all these mini fishbowls all around us. And of course, those little mini fishbowls have been created. There was an experiment. I'll just go real briefly in this. I didn't think I was going to get into this, but that they took a fish, you know, in a fish tank, right? Then they put in the fish, they put this little, divide it, and they put this, like, plastic, like, slip that goes in, splitting up the aquarium. This is a, you know, old experiment. And the fish on the one side, were kept on one side, of course. And, of course, they see this plastic thing, thinking that that was a barrier. And then they removed it. And then they start thinking that there's still a barrier there when there really wasn't one. So, this is, in a way, what most do each day of our lives. And this affects the many things that are around us. This is what they are doing. So my question again is here, why are people living in the fishbowl? Why are they not pulling their heads out? Why do they live in the my syndrome, my world, my little fishbowl? Yet, in the reality, there is no my, is there? Your little fishbowl will be your own demise. It's like your own ship of fools. If you ever watched that movie, I watched it the other night and I was like, wow, that was a great movie. You guys, if you ever can check it out, really, really brilliantly done. And I know it's based upon a novel and way ahead of its time. It even applies today, how people live, don't even live in their little worlds and don't even see what is around, what's affecting them to such an extent. And they're getting off the fishbowl and they're still living in their little worlds. That's what's meant by a ship of fools. We are all living like a ship of fools because we're not pulling our heads out of the sand. And what will happen with a ship of fools? It will just sink. And there's no denying that. So I ask you, why are you in denial? Or many of you are in denial. Or those around you might be in denial. I'm not assuming you are in denial. Maybe because you're listening right now, you're not. But I'm sure there's people around that you see constantly talking and dealing with issues, consistently all the time about the what I just went through, the my this, my this, my this, my this, and my this. Because they think that's all there is. And when you tell them catastrophic things that are sitting in front of them, they're saying you're playing the prophecy, you're playing the soothsayer, or you're the fearmonger, or whatever you want to call it. But let me ask you to say something. You know, during the Holocaust, and I know this from personal knowing of people who were involved with that, okay, Jews were in denial that they were on their way ready to hit to the gas chambers. I mean, they were in denial in the reality of it, that was what was happening, what was really waiting for them, and how they were being systematically killed in death camps. Do you think the Jews would just go like sheep and jump on a train and head on to death camps? No, they were told that they're going to work relocation camps, because it was known they were going to take them, force them in labor camps. But their rumors were already going around. They were already being told. There was already evidence running around about what was going on. Yet they're in denial. In the United States, there was ample pictures and things shown in front of President Roosevelt and everything else, what was really going on. But they chose to be in denial. Why? Why the denial? Because tens of people do not want to see the reality of, God forbid. And this is where it's sort of different now. There's a different thing, a situation now, because we have the ability to change. Maybe it was at those times people's vibrationals couldn't see beyond their little bubble. Remember, the little fishbowl is like a ghetto. The walls are up. So they live in their little ghettos, their own little circles. This is continue on and on from generation to generation. It's been purposely created, by the way. You know, it's not just by accident that you live in a fishbowl. This has been generated by them. You're going to go, who's them? Hello. Those who are in power, those who are the leaders, so-called leaders. You don't think there's a reason why this is? Yet, like I said, many, again, are in denial of the reality of these times. And, of course, history. But while many are waking up, and I'm going to tell you, I know many who wake up and they're simply angry and frustrated and are totally pissed. And this is the first thing that happens. I mean, why? You're pissed. And I understand. And the reason is probably why you're angry. You shouldn't project your anger toward the people who are doing the Illuminati or those people and those who are part of them. Because in reality, the anger is in reality is not anger, not for the other, but from what they have done, but in reality, what you've accepted allowed to be done. Let me explain it. In reality, what you're angry with at first is with yourselves, possibly. And that is normal. Sort of a warning. God, what the hell was done to me? Because we all, in reality, there are no victims, there's only volunteers, as my late teacher Janae Sinclair used to say. I mean, Thomas Jefferson once said, "A wise and frugal government, which shall leave men free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of a good government. Yet today, our government taxes our income and our labor." And people aren't even aware of this. They assume we're supposed to pay income taxes. We're assumed to follow whatever they dictate to us. We're assumed we're being told about, you know, they tried to do this propaganda about global warming. Yeah, there's global change and climate change, but is it really human caused? You get to that and they call you a denier. No, we're not denying that. We're questioning the science. They come back to carbon. It says it's not carbon. When you get to the science, it's electromagnetic changes and deals with the solar activity of the sun. has nothing to do with carbon. Yet they say it enough times and over again, over and over, and people are playing like drones and believe it. Because it's constantly advertised. They do it both subliminally and non-subliminally. Now, getting back to taxes, I'll briefly give you an example. Here's an article, and this is just a fact. Under the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3, the clause states that the United States Congress shall have power to regulate commerce with foreign nations among the several states and with the Indian tribes. So why is it we're paying income tax? We're not commerce. Our labor is not commerce. So how can they dictate that? Well, it's considered unconstitutional. Here's a fact. The United States Supreme Court in 1895 ruled it is unconstitutional a federal law containing income taxes. And this is with argument as concerning the class welfare and the definition of direct tax. This is under the U.S. Supreme Court case, Pollock versus Farm Loan and Trust. Look it up. It's a fact. But we live in our little bubbles and allow it to happen. The Federal Reserve. Ask the average person, what is the Federal Reserve? I don't know. I think it's a bank. I don't know. Is it owned? It's run by the government? I think so. They have something they appointed by the government. Appointed. Yeah. Come on. The Federal Reserve is private. Look it up. It was created and owned by the Rockefellers and Morgans under the Federal Act of 1913, which paved the way, by the way, to tax your labor. Because when you open the Federal Reserve Act, when you dealt with the notes, because those are loans, and because you accepted the loan of that money, is therefore falls in that you've, when you open your banking check or get signed that W whatever form, you're actually accepting it by your actions and by your mechanics. This is law of accepting the Federal Reserve Act and by its bylaws. That's how they went around the way of making you paying taxes. It all has to do with the Federal Reserve. If there was no Federal Reserve Act, you wouldn't be paying income tax. That's why the Federal Reserve is still around, and they'll never dissolve it. That's why the Federal Reserve is never audited. Why the Federal Reserve doesn't even pay taxes. It's above the law. It's above in every circumstance. And then you look at the people who have been involved with it, who are now Geiger, who's now our Secretary of Treasury, there's a reason why this is. Who worked for the Federal Reserve or part of this, and ends up being part of the World Bank. And this also, by the way, goes hand in hand with by the Bank of England, too. Who really owns the Bank of England? Oh, what's she there? The Queen of England? You know, it's funny, because some people have said, we fought in 1776 for our independence from England, and it took 1850 to take our independence away from us, or 1860s. As soon as Lincoln was gone, Grant was placed in. And then who would you think started rising in power? The Rockefellers, the Morgans, you think it's coincidental? And the invasion of the Masonic temples in the United States. The Masons were great in the U.S. up until then. When you look at our founding fathers, they're straight-up people. And they got in the situation, and, I mean, straight-up, you can read about George Washington freaking out, scared, warning how the lodges are being invaded by them in Europe, and they're going to try to come into the lodges in the United States. Now it's the Messianic temples are all not what they are they? Anyway, getting back to the reserve, what did it tell me? Does everybody know what it does or is? I mean, basically it loans money, whatever that is, to the federal government. I mean, it loans this thing. It's not even money. It's a note. And it has a price tag called interest, which it alone dictates. And these are like I said, these are like treasury bonds. But treasury bonds, T-bills, are loans directly bought, the government borrowing via you. They put out that you take as becoming the loaner. But in reality, the ultimate loaner is the Federal Reserve. Even the monies you own, this is why you're always in debt. You think, let's say you don't pay off all your debt. You don't owe any money. I don't, credit cards, everything's paid off. Guess what? You're still in debt. Why? Because you got to pay taxes. Because you got to pay somewhere along the line somebody else's taxes. Through sales tax, this tax. And then ultimately the money that you think you have, which is not money, it says on there, it is a note. So basically you are holding notes. So you're always in debt. Even when you die, you got to pay a tax. There's an inheritance tax. There's somewhere along the line there's going to be a tax. So what is it? It's not real money. It's not really energy, like some people were trying to say, and I say it's not energy. It is an illusion of real worth, because it is, in reality, not worth anything. We've made a monopoly game out of our system. Get it? We made a monopoly board. We have a monopoly board. Unfortunately, you aren't the get to play the bank. You're not even the person who can throw the dice. You are the little guy who just moves around the little squares. So, like I said, we're lied and we're led to believe. And this is what they call education, to make you think it has value. They want to make you have this illusion that it has some value. So now you believe in the illusion of this loan currency, which purposely was created to create debt. And it is, in fact, a perpetual debt. I mean, look at our currency. It says notes, like I said, not money. Like I said, it is a loan to the bank, which is loan to you. It must be paid back with another loan, which is a bond and not a loan. I mean, not money. So it is very quite simple. Like I would say, guess what? Here's a debt, and you owe me. And now you got to do another, keep on going for the labor and the services you do, or the product you say you're here. And I'm just passing you my debt to you, so you can pass on the debt for the same. Even here I'm trying to say it sounds sort of ridiculous. It doesn't even make any sense. Basically, you're passing on debt to debt, note to note. And if you step back any common sense, say, what the fuck is this shit? But that's in reality what it is. But many, in fact, like most, were playing the ostrich. And ignore this fact. I mean, economists don't even like to talk about it. Why? Because they would have an issue because they know that that's the reality of the things. If you go on the system of economics, you would think things are associated by supply and demand, right? You know, there's a desire for a product, the inflation, right? There's inflation, the prices go up if there's a, you know, simple economics. Not much of supply and high demand, then there's more desire for the product, so the price goes up. That would be normal, laissez-faire, capitalistic, or whatever economics, right? Well, what happens if I'm the bank and I'm the Federal Reserve and I start to print a whole bunch of money, start cranking away? And by doing so, that currency now is worth less. What happens? The currency is worth less because it's cranking out more of it, more of the money supply. It is worth less to buy things. This, by the way, is why the dollar and the oil, why dollar price has gone up. Dollar has actually gone down. It's not that so much oil has gone up. It's dollar has gone down in the world market. The supply of the currency. Again, a game. It's not real economics. That's what's going on. That's why people are flipped over. They don't know what's going on, what's my economic, because it's a game of playing with the currencies. More so than it is on real resources. It has nothing to do with resources. The banks have been manipulating monies. They're doing even talking about how the Chinese are floating their currencies up and down, affecting standards of import and export. It's always done. Again, in their creation, they're doing the same thing. They're all in there. By the way, they're all part of the same game. They're just putting more depth in the reality while creating more inflation as a cause of debt. And this is, like I said, is increased when supply is too much to loan. Therefore, they end up raising the interest, and they raise the interest when they think the inflation is going too far up. But when there's a lack of growth, there is deflation. But of course, these are other factors that enter. And this may sound sort of complex or whatever, but it is really simple, like I said. It's just a loan. Again, it's all debt. So when the politicians out there, and they're going to scream out there, I don't care if it's left, right, green, yellow, Republican, Democrat, they're all the same right now, aren't they? Because they have the same bosses, the real owners. And they're screaming, we're spending too much. We owe too much. We're in debt. We're always in debt. The system is set up so you're in debt, so it's in perpetual debt. And it'll get worse because that's what was set up. And what happens when you're in debt? Guess what? You have to work to pay off the debt. You are a slave, a bitch. They're the master. And that's the point. You want to be the master or continue to be the bitch. Because in reality, you're the bitch. You're the slave. You're going to continue working with them. Because you're going to stick your head in the sand and play the ostrich and continue the same reality of the same situation. Which gives a whole other thing, which I'll get into. Apathy or what can I do? There's a lot you can do. I'm talking about revolution here, but there's other things that can be done and changed. And I have had a past guest who had mentioned it. But again, back to it, the reality of the debt. In reality, like I said, you're entering too much debt, which causes, in the reality, which is set up to increase the debt. And this is like perpetual. And like I said, this was done for a reason. And they aren't stupid. They knew exactly the system they created. These are the real owners. Basically, the government is in debt to the Federal Reserve. And who, I said, owns the Federal Reserve? Then inclined, they lend you the money. Like I said, this same debt is the same debt put in institutions that are loaned to this debt to you. Get what said loan to this debt. Thus, we are always in debt. You are then in debt to them. I know I'm repeating myself because I'm trying to reemphasize this understanding. You are always their servitude. You are their serf. You are their slave. This is the reason for the system. They know it. They are quite logical in what they did and how they did it. Excuse me. It is not just for profit or more wealth like people think, because they already own everything. I mean, come on, look at 1%. What do they own? Look what the Vatican owns, for example. Look what the royalty own. The 1%ers, as some people say. They don't care about the money. They already own everything. They own you. Get it? They own you. You're their bitch. You're going to work and run like a little hamster on that wheel faster and faster because they tell you to. And you're going to jump and keep on doing it because you're going to keep on doing it because they told you to. Because you're going to stick your head in the sand and play ostrich and continue it and live in denial because that's what they want you to do. System is rigged from the get-go. And the system has, like I said, a purpose. And their only purpose is one purpose only. to control you. But who are they? Keep on saying they. I mean, do you still want to live in denial, and do you still want to play ostrich with your head in the sand? Or do you want to change this crap, this bullshit? Do you want to make a difference? Do you want to sit there and be the kid, the person who has another kid or another kid or grandkid and tell them, sorry, I made you, you know, you're now another slave. Are you just going to be like an animal to produce another cow, another sheep? Because that's in reality what they do. They're feeding you just to keep you busy, to keep you working. You're like the little oxen with a yoke on your neck. They'll give you little things to keep you happy, like an AWOC. If you're watching the movie, I mean, it was an old movie, it was also a book, The Time Machine. That's basically the system. And they're sort of eating you, not figuratively. You know, getting back to the Federal Reserve and the monies and all that currency, there was a famous line that was used. It says, give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws. And you know who said that? Meyer Amschel Bayer. Oh, yeah. He changed his name later to Rothschild. By the way, Bauer is their real name. They are German, not Jews, in fact. That was a purposely done, how you say, to make people think who they are, but they aren't. For various reasons, of course, divert from the truth. But their name is Bauer. Coincidentally, who's the Pope now? Isn't he from Germany? And the Illuminati, where do they start? In Germany. Oh, yeah, that's right. Just some coincidences there, you know. The Windsor family. I wonder where their roots are. Is that, like, Germany? Where the Illuminati started? Anyway, Thomas Jefferson once said, if the American people ever, listen to this now, ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up and around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. This is what Thomas Jefferson said, blatantly, period. In other words, there should not be a private bank owning our currency. And look what he said. I mean, this is like back in the turn of the century of 1700s to 1800s. What has happened now? We have homeless, poverty, homes be taken away on our continent, left and right. By the way, this is not just in the United States. This is all, when I'm talking this is all around the world, isn't it? Greece, Spain, Europe. Don't know the situation in Asia, but I'm sure it's not far. Thailand. Hell, Latin American countries are already, they're already slaves to the Vatican. Why do you think it's so much poverty there? So let me ask you this. When Congressman Ron Paul put forth a bill to investigate and audit the Federal Reserve, you know, it was quickly quashed by both Republicans and Democrats. I don't know if you know about that. Some people may have heard a thought online or whatever, you know, disclosed somewhere. But you know what? Was it on the news, really? Now, how many of you know about all the senators, how much senators in the Congress from both parties received to squash it? Thousands of dollars. were put in their coffers to kill the bill, to kill it, to stymie it. And when they tried to do an audit, they further watered it down till it was a joke. They had like, it's like the wolves checking the wolves. That's how far it got watered down. It's taboo. It's why they're in office. I mean, like Maxine Waters. What did they do for her? She was a, found out about the cocaine that was being distributed by the CIA in Los Angeles. Went into one investigation, opened her mouth up, was taken in her room. This is, by the way, you can check it out. It's all in the news. Happened back in, what was it, the 90s? Anyway, it's in there. It's facts. Look it up. And then she was put in there. Next thing you know, a couple years later, boom, her husband gets a bank. Of course, now she's going down. She has problems herself. You know, you sell your soul to the devil, and then guess what? Uh-oh. Karma. Like so many others. So, many will, again, want to place their heads like an ostrich and go into denial. Oh, I can't believe this. Many will say, oh, come on, this is all conspiracy nonsense. It is, isn't it? It's all there. Even those behind it are now laughing with their arrogance because they believe that you can't do shit about it. I mean, it's so blatantly. They're even flashing in front of your face. They're laughing at you because now they're looking at you, oh, God, you're so stupid. You're in denial. And those who aren't denial says, what are you going to do about it, Alex Jones or David Icke or myself or others? What are you going to do about it? People are too stupid. They're too want to play, live their lives in denial. They're sheep. They're drones. What are you going to do about it? That's their attitude now. That's why it's coming out so more blatantly out there. That's why people like, you know, Jay-Z can sit there and flash and sing his songs about his attachment to Illuminati. And flash his little signs. And Beyonce, the same. How they're all buddies now and have been with the Rockefellers. Or Lady Gaga with her little special signs. Or Bono. I mean, it's not coincidence. It's not coincidence that he's buddies with George Bush and Clinton. Even Clinton made a statement. And I posted it on, I have it on Facebook, I was like sort of blown away. And because I remember in 1991, he admitted, yeah, I went to 1991, I went to go see the Bilderbergs. Yeah, some group told me, he made it like nonchalant, 1991, when nobody really knew who he was. I mean, he was just a governor. Next thing you know, he's the president of the United States of America. Oh. And then there's a guy named Zeb Brzezinski, who's head of the Trilateral Commission, part of the, on the Bilderberg Board, attendee, also on the CFR, Council of Foreign Affairs, Foreign Relations, excuse me. And coincidentally, he backed up Obama. And this was in 2007, in October. I remember he came out and made a formal statement. Next thing you know, Obama has a whole lot of money for his campaign. Next thing you know, he's running like, you know, crazy on his thing. And then Hillary and Obama go to the Bilderberg meeting in March. And out of that meeting in March, gee, who was disclosed to become the next president of the United States running against McCain? And you don't think McCain's part of it? Why do you think he picked Palin? It was not because Palin was there. He knew Palin was a joke. It was a whole stage to make us look, oh, well, I'm bringing somebody or a woman. They wanted it to lose. It was set up. It was an act. They're all actors, John Kerry. And it was an act that he didn't want to be president. He knew he was going to lose. It's like the late George Carlin once said, The politicians that you see are just puppets of the real owners. They listen and do what the real owners want them to do. And guess what? You ain't one of them. And I paraphrase that. So I ask you then, generations of tomorrow will be laughing on how we and us, our parents, our grandparents, they're going to laugh, sort of sad, how we fell for the 9/11 Commission report about how the Twin Towers fell so fast, contrary to common sense and engineering common sense. They're going to look at us like, was that the magic bullet theory? Like in the Warren Commission that killed presidents? That went through the brain, this hit here, went around the corner, hit another guy, and then hit another guy. I mean, are we that much in denial? And some will say, well, does the Illuminati really exist? Here, you believe our first American president, George Washington. Here's what he said in a famous letter. This is a fact. This is what he wrote. It is not my intention to doubt that the doctrines of Illuminati and the principle of Jacobism had not spread in the United States. On the contrary, no one is more truly satisfied of this fact than I am. Meaning, he was notifying that everybody, they are infiltrating. This is actually sent to the lodges. He was warning the lodges that the Illuminati there are, exist, and they're on their way. JFK said something about them, too. The very word, and this I quote, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, secret oaths, and secret proceedings. Yet, what do we have? Even Obama, we have secret proceedings, secret societies, the Illuminati, World Trade Organizations. All things being discussed behind our back. On June 4th, 1968, a virtually unknown, by the way, unknown president decree, it was known, but it's called Executive Order 1110, you can look this up, was signed and put in effect by then John F. Kennedy to basically strip the powers of the Federal Reserve to loan money to the United States federal government at any interest. With that very moment, the stroke of the pen, President Kennedy declared that the privately owned would soon be out of business, dissolving it. June 4th, 1963. In November 1963, JFK was killed. First order by LBJ was to reverse Executive Order 1110. Go check it up. Fact. Are you still in denial? The 9/11 buildings going down, other surrounding buildings going down, witnesses disappearing. Do you still believe that we're led to believe that Iraq was involved with Al-Qaeda, the Pentagon? Do you actually believe that a airplane could fly into the Pentagon and attack the Pentagon, whereas the Soviet Union, the powerful Soviet Union, for 40 years, could not even do such a thing. Yet, a group of people just flew on and head into the military headquarters of the United States. Come on. Be real. Be realistic. Are you still in denial? What is the Illuminati? What are these names, these bloodlines? You know, there's 13 families. There are Gonzagas. Hope I pronounce all these right. The Gizar. Medicis, the Estes, the Sinclairs, the Stuarts, the Sforzas, the Freeman, the Bauer, Rothschilds, Rockefeller, Menzies, Blatchford, Montpezic, and who rules them all? The Windsors. Who are the Windsors? The Queen of England. I mean, you can please do check from my past show that I had with Simona Lewis. She explains who or what the 13 bloodlines families are. I'm not getting too detailed. But there are documents that are created that establishes this in effect. When they were created and how they were created and how they infiltrated the Freemasons. As I said and what Washington said, we know that they hold the Federal Reserve since Rockefeller is one of the 13 families. We know the Bank of England is owned by the Bowers, or you know them as the Rothschilds and the Windsors, which is the Queen of England. What is done with the Federal Reserve is the same with the Bank of England. Do you not ask why England is the only EU country that has its own currency? Look at the EU and what's been happening with the sovereignty of these nations. But who is the queen of the Illuminati, the Queen Bee? Why is it now that every president visits the queen once he becomes president, or maybe soon to be she, if that's ever possible? Do you think they're just going to talk about tea time and crumps? Google the Bilderbergs. Go to even Wikipedia and look up the list if they haven't deleted some of it. You'll never hear this on any major news or major newspapers. Yet, you would think with all these major leaders getting together from around the world, this would be publicized. What is the Council of Foreign Affairs? The Trilateral Commission. Look who is head of each, and the common denominator is always the Rockefellers and many others, like the Kissingers, the Brzezinskis, and so on and so on, as well as many others. Here's what Rockefeller said. I quote from David Rockefeller, "We are on the verge of global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order." So do you still want to play the ostrich and live in denial? You know, I mentioned the Vatican. What about the Vatican? They are and have been part of Illuminati from the beginning. Think about it. Who is the enemy of the Vatican at those early times? The Freemasons. So who do the Illuminati and Vatican have a common interest? They do despise the Freemasons, who are about betterment of humanity. So they infiltrated and destroyed them from within. What was the basic common theme of the Freemasons? The bettering humanity, universal love, gain of wisdom and understanding, tolerance to others, discussion, free thought, free religion, of what you believe, individualism. Yes, the United States of America was developed by the original Freemasons, but these Freemasons were not put to place. But these Freemasons, you know, that you hear about now, were infiltrated eventually by the Illuminati. Haven't you ever wondered why the Rockefeller is so tight with the Vatican? I mean, they bank back and forth. How the Vatican literally controls the politics in Latin America and places as well as Philippines. This is what is their control. The Illuminati have infiltrated the Zionist movements, the Islam imams, the mullahs. This is why people are, oh, Zionists. Zionist is not, Zionism isn't negative. But they've been infiltrating. Why they're making you hate them? Why do you think they're making you hate Muslims with the imams? They turn them to be haters and fearmongers. Why do you think there's so much hate? Why do you think there's hate between Jews and Arabs? Where did it all start? When did it start? In the 1920s, when the Brits took over the Palestine Mandate. Who do you think they put the head of the Arabs in the Palestine Mandate? Ayman al-Husseini, later called the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who is the uncle of Yasser Arafat, who is later or was a Bilderberg member, like many of his sister's associates. The Mufti is the same guy who helped murder a million Armenians on behalf of the Turks. The same guy who told Hitler, "I will complete the final dissolution of the Jews in Palestine." The same guy who created the Muslim Arab Palestinian SF, which killed thousands of Jews in Bulgaria. King Abdullah's grandfather, King Abdullah, Sheikh Abdullah, who was Lawrence of Arabia, who was also his lover, was a bloodline, Illuminati bloodline, as well as the Saudis. Jordan was an Illuminati creation. Shimbarez, Lavini, the late Rabin, Barak, are Illuminati. Abbas, Fayyad, are all Illuminati. Hamas, Hezbollah, are all Illuminati creations. The Al-Qaeda, Illuminati creation. Imams and the mullahs teach hate, are Illuminati pawns, much like the Christian and Jewish counterparts. The peace initiative by the Saudi one calls for an MEU, much like the EU. Peace means the end of the whole Mideast sovereignty to in their eyes. They have used war and hate to scare you and set for control. Iran is under control by Illuminati. Carter brought in Khomeini. Hello. Why were the leaders around the world so quiet when the Green Revolution happened recently in Iran? Why? Because they are freaked out. What would happen if the people rose and toppled down the Iranian government and fought back and the mullahs were no more? There was no more hate. They couldn't divide. There was peace and it scattered across the Middle East. Their plan would be gone. I could easily go into detail and pull yourself up and look. You can check it out yourself. It's a risk board. They're playing and manipulating for a grand manipulation. This is a reason. So my question, why are you in denial? What is climate change, the carbon tax? Who benefits from this? And look at the real science regarding climate change. Does carbon really solely affect our climate? Does humanity have that much control? Why is our solar system heating up and generally changing so drastically? This is a fact. Does our smog cause Mars and Jupiter change their climates? Okay, realistically, climate change is due to the solar activity of our sun as well as electromagnetic systems of Earth, not carbon. Duh. Any moron could figure that out, but they don't think we're all morons because we've been sucking down too much of their fucking bullshit aspartame and dumbing us down to think we're all stupid and drones and sheep because they're trying to trick us. There's a famous thing that was said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that we have been endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men to deriving their just powers to the extent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these means, these ends, it is the right of the people to alter and to abolish it and to institute a new government laying its foundation on principles and organizing its powers in such form, and to them shall seem most like to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments along established should not be changed for light and transient causes. Accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while the evils are sufferable than to the right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their true future security. This was signed by the original, true, real Freemasons like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Are you still in denial? The bottom line is that the Illuminati will manipulate you to hate you, make you divide, create the same illusion of fear, thereby trying to control you. Same as old-time religion, because now they are one and the same. Islam is by its clerics, our pawns, the Illuminati, the Vatican, our partners. Jews have been infiltrated, manipulated by the same manipulator of those around them to hate them. Christians have been sucked into the propaganda division in here, led into hate. They all have been infiltrated. None have been spared. The Masons, the Zionists, the Muslims have been fucked over big time. The Christians, Muslim and Christian, are bending over for the same. Illuminati hope that you will be in denial, because humanity's history has shown that for thousands of years that what they are banking on. But there is a difference today. Many are waking up. Many are seeing the very truth. Many are feeling initially angry. This is normal. Many will come to the simple thing and leave the simple thing and leave the denial that creates the illusion of division and become aware of the reality. We are one. We are connected to each other and everything around us. And as much as the Illuminati are dark, the darkness is part of us. So what is the solution? Because if you aren't part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Now that you are aware, what are you going to do about it? Now the head is being pulled from the sand out of denial. That is the solution. It's so simple. It is really, really simple. It's love. Unconditional love. This energy will raise our frequency, our vibration, humanity's vibration. This will increase this increase will cause the change and opening of doors, the remedy us, humanity, and bring us into a new dawn. For these are indeed the days, the ends of times, and the beginning of anew. It is humanity's choice, the solution, so simple, love, unconditional love. And with that, I will close with the love to you all. And I hold up the mirror. There is no denial in the truth. Like I said, they want to lower the frequencies. As many I've said, they want to lower you through things of hate, division, and fear. Each of these I have said many, many times before. And to lower you, your frequency, they have also tried it with earth, dirty it, pollute it by oil spills, chemical trails, the water, the lands. They will pollute your minds with organized religions which preaches hate, fear, and division. They will manufacture hate and division and fear. They will use media, advertising, music, movies, even subliminal media, art and music and film. They will hate your brother, your sister, the Muslim, the Jew, the Hindu, the Buddhist, the Christian, the black, the white, the Mexican, the white, the Asian, and so on and so on. They are the leaders on both sides to make you feel the hate, feel the division, projecting fear to you, to what? To lower your frequency. They know if the frequency of love, the raising of frequency, unconditional love, the unity of humanity, the oneness with the universe, the oneness with earth, they know these will cause drastic change for the positive. They know their time of hours indeed heading to the end. They know you are waking up. They fear you, as they fear their own projections. The earth is moving into a new realm, a higher frequency, and you, humanity, will create that by pulling your heads out of the sand of denial and slumber and apathy and self-altered ego agendas. You will indeed be as the Hopi had said. We are the ones that we have been waiting for, and it's humanity's choice. The solution, love, unconditional love. And with that, I close once again. Love and light to you all. Thank you. God bless you all. And The Last Morsel by Angie Manson. I close with Mary. God bless you all. And have a beautiful and blessed weekend. Thank you.